Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we empathize with the inner life depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 33, written by Ilavettanar, set in the Palai landscape or the drylands, featuring the theme of separation. The verse is expressed in the words of the lady's confidant to the man, conveying the sadness in the lady's heart. Padusudar adaind the pahuvai neduvarai, murambusir sirugudi paranda malai, pulambu kootunnum pullen mandrathu, kalludai paduvil kaluli tandu, niraibeyal ariya kuraithu oon allil, tuvarsei aadai chentodai maravar, adar paarthu alhum anjuvaru neriyidai, irappa ennuvar avar enin, maruttal valluvum kollo, melliyal naam, என விம்முறு கிளவியல் என்முகம் நோக்கி நல் அகவனமுளை கரை சேர்பு மல்கு புனல் பறந்த மலர் ஏர் கண்ணே. The sun scorches on this poem as it opens with the words படு சுடர் அடைந்த, meaning feeling the fierce sun. The dry sweltering images continue to unfold with முரம்பு சேர், meaning a dry hard ground. And what is being described by what isn't in the phrase niraipeyal ariya, meaning knowing not abundant rains. As we move on, the dry place takes on darker hues with the words anjuvaru neri, meaning a path filled with fear. An interesting discovery I made was about the word pulambu. The most commonly attributed meaning to this word is to lament or to speak in a worried way. Here in the poem, the same word is used in the meaning of the lonely. But looking at it deeply, it's the lonely who lament, don't they? Yet again, in the alternate meanings of such ancient words, I see an acute understanding of the human psyche. Wiping the sweat of our brows, let's sit under the shade of the explanatory texts and see what the poem is whispering to us. The lady is saddened hearing that the man will soon part from her and leave on a journey. The lady's confidant brings news from the lady's heart to the man, saying, "By those tall mountains which have been cracked apart by a fierce sun, on that village rising on a hard, unforgiving ground, as evening spreads, those lonely men come together to share the spoils. A place where splitting the rock-like ground, puddles are made only to render muddy water to quench their thirsts. A land that has never known abundant rain and thus where food is scarce to come by. Here, wearing red clothes, those robbers whose arrow never misses roam around, lying in wait for those unsuspecting travelers walking on these paths filled with fear. Through such paths and to such a fear-evoking land, if my man is determined to go, will I have the strength to restrain him, my delicate friend?" Saying these words to me, she sheds tears that fall on her beautiful bosom, tears that flow like a stream from her flower-like eyes. Let's take a walk on the land depicted here. It's a dry and dreary place, a land which knows not the luxury of a rainfall. Where there is no rain, there shan't be food to stock and eat at leisure. Food is indeed scarce to come by here. It's a hardened ground filled with rocks where no crops can grow. The men with their ingenuity try to break this hardened surface and make small puddles which yields but muddy water. They have to quench their thirst with such water. A land which knows not fine things and a life of ease. So how will the men who live there be? The harshness of the land is bound to seep into their souls. For they are lonely, each man, perhaps an island unto himself. And yet, why do they eat together? I imagine that in such a land, sharing is of vital importance, for refusal to share can only end in conflict and even eventual death at the hands of others. Such is the harsh reality. A path filled with scarcity and also the scare of being hunted by the desperate. Such a depiction of drylands is watered in the end by the tears of the lady, which gush and flow like an angsty stream from her luscious flower-like eyes. The lady's confidant also seems to draw a subtle contrast between the path that the man intends to take, filled with dryness, and her lady's beautiful eyes blooming like a bud. A hidden ploy to make the man stay, no doubt. The way the lady addresses her confidant as Melliel made me look up surprised. For it's the lady who's the Melliel, or the delicate one, for she says that she does not have the strength to stop her man who intends to go on this path. Then why does she call her friend thus? It's as if a gentle breeze blew and whispered in my ears the reason why. This is a classic example of an aspect of human behavior called as projection. What we feel within, we tend to project on those around us. For instance, a guilt that a person feels about something may make them see an accusation in their spouse when the thought may not even have crossed the spouse's mind. A subtle something that we can take from this depiction of inner life 2000 years ago and look with awareness at our own actions to unravel the meaning of who we are within. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and traveling with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.